There was a line big corporations would not cross, and the list of companies cutting off political donations is growing. I'm David Brancaccio. Walmart and Disney are the latest big-name companies cutting off political donations to lawmakers who objected to the presidential election results and tried to block certification, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Walmart and Disney are joining other corporations and business groups in specifically targeting Republican lawmakers who last week voted against certifying the Electoral College results, 147 Republicans in all. Walmart said its political action committee was suspending contributions to those lawmakers indefinitely. Disney said he would not donate for all of this year. The list of companies making similar announcements in recent days includes AT&T, the Marriott hotel chain, and Dow Chemicals. It's a strikingly partisan response for corporations, which usually target issues, not parties. Others, such as Coca-Cola, GM, and the defense contractor Northrop Grumman, are pausing all political contributions to lawmakers of both parties. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has said it too will cut off donations to some lawmakers, but it didn't say which ones. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The outgoing Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has switched up the federal government's approach to vaccine distribution. It's making more people eligible for the shot now, and states will get more vaccine if they're more successful getting it into people. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
Secretary Azar was critical of the way some states are distributing vaccines. The new approach looks to reward those states that are the most efficient by giving them more doses. Josh Michaud is director of global health policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
The reasons why a state might be slow in its vaccine rollout is not something that can be cured by changing the incentives on how many future doses they're going to get.
Azar said states have 2 weeks to ramp up distribution and reporting to meet the new standards. The CDC has also expanded coronavirus vaccine eligibility to everyone 65 and older, along with people with conditions that might raise their risk of complications from COVID-19. The changes come a week before Joe Biden is sworn in as president. Claire Hannon is the executive director of the Association of Immunization Managers.
This is creating a lot of confusion and chaos and anxiety days before a new administration comes in.
Azar said he will brief the Biden transition team on the changes. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down to 0.1% or less. The 10-year interest rate is off of its high of the week. It's now at 1.13%. More now on the impeachment move today and its possible effects on carrying out the early Biden economic agenda. Democrat Ro Khanna represents a big swath of California's Silicon Valley in the U.S. House of Representatives. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
Separate from whether the president deserves impeachment, to what extent could this and a Senate trial slow down Congress's ability to enact other policies in those, you know, crucial early months of the new administration?
I don't think it will slow it down. The Senate trial itself is just a few days. So having accountability, I think, will help this country actually heal. And then we have the rest of the time to pursue President Biden's agenda.
The American Civil Liberties Union does not like Twitter turning off the outgoing president's Twitter account. Too much power over speech, private company, they think. What do you think?
Well, first of all, we look at the First Amendment, the Brandenburg Standard. Speech is protected unless it incites imminent violence. And in this case, you had the president repeatedly inciting imminent violence. So I believe a ban on an account is appropriate. Now, it should be consistently applied. I mean, Khamenei has incited violence from his account as well. And I think that the permanent ban should apply left or right to any person on those platforms who's inciting violence.
Do you think this stance that Twitter has taken is going to cost other social media companies because so many supporters of the president are outraged?
I don't. I mean, I'm sure they will lose some following, but it's fine if more social media sites emerge, and I think competition is healthy. I actually had no problem with Parler emerging if they were to actually enforce their own community standards. The problem I had with Parler is not that they had right-wing theories or conservative voices. The problem I had is that they're not taking down content while assassination plots are being planned and attacks on the Capitol are being planned.
Now, you've taught law. You know antitrust law in particular, I understand, and you represent a good piece of Silicon Valley there. Are you expecting during this new administration the breakup of big digital companies?
I don't think we will see the breakup of all digital companies. I think that we need to see better regulation and enforcement of antitrust. There are three principles I would argue for. One is people should have a duty to sell fairly to competitors, so they shouldn't be able to block competitors from access to their platforms. Two, we need to limit mergers. And three, we need to have companies not be able to abuse their dominance by charging excessive fees. Now, in certain cases like Facebook, where they've acquired WhatsApp and Instagram, perhaps the unwinding is justifiable, and that will have to be a case-specific inquiry and investigation.
Ro Khanna represents Silicon Valley, Democratic congressman from California. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.
Given the pandemic and pandemic recession here, Democrats who control the House have adopted new rules that allow increases in federal spending without offsetting cuts elsewhere. More about the move away from pay-as-you-go, as it's called, is in the director's cut of that interview, streamable, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.